Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm so glad that you tuned in today. And let me see, I have a song picked out here for you all. Tequila and the Blonde Moon Dust, Jumping Jack Flash.
Good.
Okay, so we're going to play this cover song and get the show going today.
All right. Well, I'm excited about all that.
Yeah, you know, this is your other band with Chris Real, right?
Yes.
Very good. All right. Well, here we go. Tequila and Chris.
That was Jumping Jack Flash with Chris Rail playing sitar. I had a project with him where I just played all my favorite songs like Pretty Vacant and Wild as the Wind, and we all just did sitars to all the music and gave it like a different, yeah, different approach to all of it.
Right.
And that was a lot
of
fun.
Yeah, I like it. It's good, you know?
Thank you. So we have a bunch of people coming on the radio today.
Okay.
We better give them that other number, the number you just put me on, because it's hard to get through. Because there's so many people trying to get through on that number, we need to have another number. Do you have another number they can call?
Well, the 646-478-3594 is the guest call-in.
Okay, all right. Well, it was kicking me off,
so
I'm happy I'm on.
If you want me to call Megan separately, I can do that right the way I called you. Just message me her phone number. I don't want to give it out for the air.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then.
So I'm sorry. What was your dog's name?
Oh,
your dog?
Star.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry to hear about your puppy, and I send you all kinds of love. I know how hard it is to lose a puppy because they're your family member. So let's dedicate this show to your pup.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, what are you going to play next, my dear?
Texan Horses.
All right.
Away the key. They tried to catch the very soul of me. So I ran through the mountains like a wild horse. Crap kissed my feet while the stars shared my course. And I dropped from the lakes of forbidden mystery. But I'm not running.
A nice cold beer when it's really, really hot, and we're in the garage there filming bands, and it's like 102 degrees on 4th of July weekend. You know, that's our weekend. We have parties here. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I saw pictures. It looks like a great place to party. Your land is perfect for our upcoming project where we take over the land and we're all going to get like little Tesla houses and put together a Coachella called Candyland.
Don't tell everybody, it's a secret.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, it gets really, really hot up here, and the beautiful green pastures and rolling hills disappear by the 4th. There's maybe a couple spots of green here and there, but, you know, the end of June, the month of June is perfect. You know, we should move it up a month, you know. The reason it started on 4th of July is because the Schadenfreuders were coming back from tour with the Rotters and Ron Fast and Fester Swollen. They're all old mystic recording artists, you know. And y'all. So, you know, this month at the Orchard, we're celebrating women, and we're advertising our women singers on the label. Their women are this month. Let's hear it for the ladies, girls, girls, girls.
Yeah.
You know,
girls, girls, girls.
That's right. We're the ones who are getting the. Well, I'm not a singer, but I could be, I suppose. I have that kind of little voice that they could do the same thing they did with like Madonna. Only my voice is cuter than hers.
She used to copy
the way I dressed when I went to the Café de Grand, when I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
She used to copy the way I dressed, and people used to laugh and say, Madonna copies you. And it's like, I see that now as a form of flattery, because it's like, I may have a golden piece of land, you know, but she could buy 20 of these kind of places and set them all up as punk rock bowling or whatever, museum bowling, whatever, you know.
She's playing with her navel, which is kind of cool.
Well, check it out. Maybe I could get a hold of her and see if she wants to fund our concert venue, you know, with the stage and the swimming pool on the 10-acre. I only want 10 acres of my property. That's going to be our town. Because it is public knowledge that I am creating my own unincorporated town, city, right here in Cottonwood.
Cottonwood, yes.
Yeah, because the hillbillies, we're all taking over, right, girl?
That's right. Hillbillies are doing it for themselves.
That's right. You guys better watch out. Us girls are coming.
Girls!
Okay, she's trying to call in.
Our Neighbors Suck, that song, was Girls, Girls, Girls by ONS. So if anyone ever asks you, what does ONS stand for? Our Neighbors Suck. And what do they suck? Ma'am, I think they suck canal bolts.
Yes. They suck tomato sandwiches.
I like cucumber sandwiches, cucumbers that I grow out of my own garden. See, you know, this is going to be so cool because we can literally, it's going to be legal here before too long. Okay, I've already put the paperwork in a couple years ago, and it only takes 10 acres to make an unincorporated city. So I have 135 acres. I could make quite a few little cities right within our own little block, because we will be the punk rock mofos of the century. I don't think anybody will ever top us when we finish our dream up here, right?
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to bringing my little Tesla house up there and unfolding it. And
it
is so cute. It's like, oh, let's open this box.
Well, you know, we have helicopter access. From me and all my stupid rowdy friends getting hurt and having to call 911 and get airlifted out of here, there's a nice spot for a helicopter pad.
Well, that sounds like a good once we put the town together, that'll be like the area for that, where everybody just goes like, let me call my helicopter.
And that's my southeast corner of the property where it just leads to the back end of a dead-end creek, you know? Well, it's not a dead-end creek. It flows all the way to the Sacramento River, you know? But that's okay because we can keep that water circulating around and around our mountain. And then we make the water slide down from the top into the grass area where the people sit like at Woodstock and have a show. And, you know, we could even crank up big stereos and drag up the portable generators up on the top and just crank a good stereo system, you know. It'll echo throughout the entire canyon.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so I'm about to get Amy's number from Amy Brennan. Is the daughter of Michael Brennan, who ran the Cafe de Grand.
Tell her to get her ass on here. I'll invite her. Send me a link to her page, and I'll invite
her. I'm sending you her phone number right now. That's what I'm working on right here, right now.
Okay, so once a month we could seriously have a show once we get helicopter access in and out of here immediately, you know what I mean? Anyway, there's a PG&E camera right there for wind velocity on my power pole, and that's the perfect spot for the helicopter to land because it's all open. It's 60-acre open, just no trees.
Nice.
Yeah.
That seems like it would be the thing to do, get our little punk rock helicopter and fly in for shows and fly out. And then it's an island, so we'll get a boat. We'll have to have a new boat, a nice sailboat.
My daughter's husband sunk my cabin cruiser, a 1959 cabin cruiser, man. Want to see a picture of it? I got a picture of it. I'll send it to you on Facebook. Anyway.
I sent you the number. I sent you the number for Amy and the number for our beloved child, Megan. So,
I set my glasses down somewhere here. They fell out of my pocket or something. I'm fucking blind, man. My right eye, ever since I had that stupid surgery they suggested, it didn't give me my sight back. Oh, there's my glasses. I stuck them up high so I wouldn't knock them down because I'm always breaking them. This pair I just stuck on is one of the few pair that have even one arm to it. I'm like a bull in a china hutch, you know? Okay, so you sent me two phone numbers the same. Is that Amy? 5410?
Amy is the first one.
Okay.
And she's waiting for our call. And then...
Hold on, I can only do one at a time. Okay, let's get her on the line. You talk to her. I got to get the board going.
Okie dokie. Yeah.
Okay, so you sent me two phone numbers that are exactly the same. All right, I forgot to hit dial. Sorry. I'm an airhead. Ow. My booty.
They're not the same, are they?
Yeah, they both end in 5410.
Okay, so let me... Megan...
It says here call failed, was not answered. She's not answering the phone. She's scared. Oh, I should say that. Okay, so anyway, moving right along, let's go to Dr. No, Mr. Freeze.
Who will be the lucky one? Who will get the deadly one? Who will die on their knees by the hand of Mr. Freeze? Who will see when the rest are blind? Who will remain frozen in time? Who will flee underground? Once the blanket scorches the ground, who will die on their knees by the hand of Mr. Freeze? Horror waits for those who remain. Ice cold blood drops in their veins.
So that's Amy's number.
Arm yourself to the teeth. Recall the threat of Mr. Freeze. See the blood mouth in your eyes. See your family burned alive. Really know you. He just knows where you live. He's raided your child's bedroom and burned his virgin skin. He's crucified your nation, has left it at a rot. He's paraded you down the street, carrying iron cross.
Megan should have called in with a different phone number.
After today's cataclysm, men resort to cannibalism. He's raped all you cared for, then fucked you in the ass. Mr. Freeze is happy. He cuts his head and laughs. Today's war stories ignite the TV screen. No bad dream. You try to think with reason, but all you can do is scream.
That was Brandon Cruz on vocals with Dr. No and Kyle Toucher. And, you know, I recently had a conversation, a really nice conversation with Brandon Cruz, very polite conversation, where he said that he would be willing to do a show, both of them together. And that is my goal for 2024, is to unite Dr. No with both Brandon and Kyle and have them debut up here. You know, we know a lot of really famous people, Tequila, and we got to make this our headquarters. You know, look at Anthony, come on, and Flea. I used to go to their scrappy cockroach apartment in Hollywood, you know. Anyway, my point is, David Lee Roth has been trying to get a hold of me lately, and every time I try to answer back, something stupid happens. Okay, so anyway, here we go. Punk rock. You know, it's like this, Tequila. We got one life to live, and so far we've lived every moment of our lives doing something productive. and creating happiness for people in the world with our music, you know. I may not perform anymore, but I still know how to play the piano, and I still know how to write music, and I still know how to sing if I have to hit the notes, if I can hit the notes, you know. And, you know, there's so many places that, I mean, look at John Doe and X-Scene, man. They can't go anywhere without getting mobbed by people, and this would be our own private club. Nobody gets in without a laminated pass.
Amy's
right?
On standby and ready to answer your call now.
She's not on standby. Oh. Okay, so you better message me on Facebook her phone number, and I'll play a song while we're at it. This is Joan Doe.
Okay.
All right, their anthem. They don't know.
I'll
be back for me. They're the nastiest, dirtiest people I've ever seen in the world. I can't believe people live like that. Hello?
Who is it?
Singing telegram from Mr. Dubedio.
What are you playing?
You're Mr. Dubedio?
Right.
Good. Hendrix is sent with word for Dubedio, a melody sweetie for to tapio fiti. Mm-hmm. So sit down and relax. This isn't a quiz. It's just a little lesson in the movie biz. You want to make a movie. He puts up the cash. You spend time being groovy. Your movie's gonna be a piece of trash. You are the producer. He is the financier. If he loses money, the blame is on you, sir. What in the world could be more clear? Got to deliver. The product is king. This Stanislavski crap don't mean a goddamn thing. Beauty and business, you may have confused. He didn't say he wanted it good. He said he wanted it Tuesday. You, Dubedio, are through, Dubedio. You thought that you were safe, but you were wrong, wrong, wrong. So shoot, think, edit, but fast. You haven't got long.
Rock and roll until the break of dawn. Just remember, life is not all strippers and burritos.
Oh, but it could be. Why not? Heck, we could even give the girls a pole to swing on down there.
The one thing that you ever do is kick me out that door.
Girl, girl, girl.
Don't say it too loud.
coming up a lot lately.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's nice that we're having Girls Day on the show.
Exactly. Girls, girls.
Rockin'.
All right. Yes, yes.
Well, I can't wait to hear the Queens of the Underground. What are they? The Kings of the Underskirt?
Yeah, Undercity Kings. Yeah, the Undercity Kings. They've
now
got
those
the,
are that, that girl is that girl can.
Todd Mitchell's wife. She's got some great vocals on her, don't she?
She sure did. She really made that song fly for sure. Did you call Amy?
No, I can't find. You didn't send me a number.
It's on your. It was there from before. It's the same one. Call that same number.
No, you said she's house sitting. She has.
No, that's a different one. All the way back up.
I don't have anything. If I go back up, that's the number 5410 that I just called, and they didn't answer. Well, you want me to call that one again?
Yes, that's Amy.
Okay.
It's Amy. Amy. La 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 la.
I'm Amy.
It's Amy Brennan. La 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 la.
Daughter
of
Michael Brennan. Our boss.
From South Amy
Brennan.
It's Amy. Amy, time on. Party or go home.
It failed again. She didn't. Let me dial. It's not dialing. Usually you can hear it dial. Okay. It's on the soundboard right now. It should be dialing, though, and we should be able to hear it. Maybe if I click place guest in the screening room. Oh, no, it fell off again. It said call failed was not answered. See, it's not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I noticed all
everybody
your calls are failing.
Everybody always thinks it's me. Just like Kenny.
No, I called you. That's why I couldn't get online because my call kept failing. And I'm afraid that all the people I invited, their calls failed too.
Well, then it's just destiny, and it was meant to be that we're having a girls' day, and you know, everybody's having issues.
If issues were tissues, never mind. Yes.
Okay,
so how far?
Do you remember the girls, the girl band from the cafe, ex-Catholic girls? Let me see. Oh,
Castration Squad?
She had an unusual name. I can't think of it right now. Let me go look through my files. Anyway, I'll play the song. Here it is, Ex-Catholic Girls by Having Issues. She formed.
She's got Michael's eyes.
The lead singer in this band had a different band. She didn't have a band when she went to the cafe, but everybody knew her by her name. Anyway, I'll go look it up. I'll be right back. Anyway, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, I'm dialing Amy right now. Michael Bryant's daughter.
I sent you the same number again and again. So, and then I just got Tom Monitor, who's playing tonight, wanted us to know that he's playing tonight. He tried to call in and could not get through because there's just so many people trying to get through.
Oh, so, goodness. Okay. Well,
letting you know that Tom. Yep, shout out to Tom Monitor, who's playing a gig tonight. He's also playing with me up in Joshua Tree on March 9th. At the Punk Museum Festival that I'm putting together, Joshua Tree with Rolo. So
that's coming up pretty quick.
Come on out to Joshua Tree. We're all going to like camp out and take hotel rooms and just take over the city for a day. Why not?
Well, we have our own punk rock police, you know, with Lurch and Spike, and we should get the old guys back together, you know. Spike is famous now. I'm not even going to mention his name. I might get sued.
Oh, right.
I mean, all these guys we knew when we were all desperate and trying to get somewhere in Hollywood, you know, and you know, we're no longer passing out
in a pool of our own vomit at some nightclub.
Right. Hugging porcelain.
Yeah. So we should try calling her because Amy's waiting. So
I've been calling her every 2 seconds. Every time it says not answered, I call her right back. She's on there right now.
Let me try it. I'll try it from my phone. Why don't you play our favorite girly song, the Undercity Kings, while I call this girly girl and see if I can find her.
See, it just failed again. All right. We got dehumanizers on right now.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. I like these guys.
You're great.
I was just talking to Rich on the phone a little while ago. They want to remaster their album that they did for this song. This song goes out to Chipper Gore.
Crazy things on the rock stars. And we'll carry on. We'll play till the night is done.
Why, let me see. What am I doing? You're calling Amy Leatherman.
Okay, she said she's going to resend it to Candace. Mm-hmm. Sounds nice and clear. Okay, good.
Shane Enholm from Flower Leopards called the other last weekend, and he had a hard time getting through too. But I was.
You need to turn up your volume on online.
Oh, for my talking or the music?
They said they can barely hear you.
Oh, they can barely hear me talking? Oh, okay. All right, I hope that's better, because now I'm talking into the microphone. I have a habit
okay.
of drifting off.
Now you have the number.
Okay.
To dial.
Let me see what we have here. Ah, yes. A good old Glendale number. I'm from Glendale, too, Megan. Okay, so we had Megan on last week. She's one of our girls from the Cafe de Grand. You only find them here on Mystic Records Radio. Party or go home. Oh, we're
girls
home. We
club.
Party. We have a party at home.
Girls club, okay. Yeah.
Okay, we're calling Megan right now. It should be call completed. Okay,
hello.
She should be connecting any moment. Hello, Megan.
I am connected. Hi, Candace.
Yay.
Yay, tequila.
Hi. Hey, girl. Is Amy on here yet?
Did you give her a call?
It's just you, me, and Megan. I couldn't get Amy on. She wouldn't answer.
Oh, we'll try her again then. I know
okay.
that she was she's around. But it's so good to hear we all survived the rainstorm.
Oh,
well,
my. Honestly, Noah was outside my window.
It's a waterfall out there.
Yeah.
Right?
He's like, oh, I got a boat. You want to go?
Very hard.
I'm like, no, too much poop on your boat, dude.
2x2s.
What about all the trans animals? What about all the trans animals, you guys?
We're having a girls' day. We're not talking about wannabe girls. We're talking about real girls.
And, no furries allowed.
If you were born with a dick, you're not a chick.
That's right. Oh, my. I know Amy Brennan, when she gets on, she has some X-Scene stories she wants to talk about.
It sucks.
All right.
Oh.
It's always good to hear stories. We got a few of them. I got lost.
That's a funny story.
That always happens.
I was on my way to the forum and I got lost.
It always makes for a fun journey to the Olympics.
Hey, my band is playing tomorrow at the Redwood between 3 and 7. I have a show with Shimmerbed and Peg Leg Love.
That's going to be a great show. And the Redwood is always a cool place just to chill on a Sunday afternoon.
And Nubs is there running sound, so it's going to sound good.
Nubs on sound is a guarantee it's going to be sounding good.
That's
we
right.
Love
and
Nubs.
He's worth every penny of it. I whenever I do a show down there, I always get Nubs. It's been a long time.
I always get Nubs. For my pig leg love.
You know, love this time. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Why do they call him Nubs anyway? He's got two arms and two legs.
Well, he had some weird skin disease, and so they made fun of him by calling him Nubs, so he just decided
to go with it?
Yeah.
God, that he's just so reminded cool. me of Art Rodriguez, man. He's gone, you know. Mm. My last vision of him is on a surfboard. You know, he was at the Cafe reunion in 2012 off Burbank Boulevard there, Tequila.
I remember.
That was with Jamie. And we always got to get Jamie, too, you know. I got to add Jamie to Spike and – yeah, Art was a good good bouncer, too. God, I can't believe so many people are gone. Anyway, let's not talk
Bernie.
About that.
Remember Bernie?
Bernie. Oh, Bernie. I got Bernie this morning.
But you have to go.
What?
Everybody move it along, folks. The Bernie and his dog. I love Bernie. One of my favorite people in history. Candace, how is he?
Was that the Black Labrador?
I think so. I remember
that
it was...
That was Cosgrove. That's the mystic dog. Yeah,
okay.
Cosgrove. Hey, I got him on the soundboard here somewhere barking.
Oh, my. But Bernie was the best. Seriously. He's just,
so he's okay.
Like,
he's out there.
I like Spike downstairs, you know, when we're having Bad Religion and X and or Knitters, whatever. And you know, all the different gangs are following the different bands, like from Oxnard, you know. They all bring their turf with them. Venice.
Right.
They all bring their turf with them. It's like, we're all on neutral ground here, boys, you know. And Spike
yeah,
was so tall.
Venice,
you know?
And OC and the Valley Kids and FFF. And everybody gets into a clusterfuck down there with their little machismo.
But
us girls.
Punk rock. See, that's the whole thing about punk rock. They can fly their colors. They can wear their bandanas. They can do whatever they want. Their cowboy hats and their spurs. You know, when it's punk rock, it's like anything goes. You know, it's freedom
it's
of expression. It's the freedom of expression that we're allowed. You know.
It was a magical moment in music at the Café de Grand. And Candace, you really were witness to some moments in time that were classic.
Oh yeah.
What was your favorite show?
You know?
What was your favorite show?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that with Tequila a little while ago. You know, we're playing Joan Jett. By the way, this is Women's Month at the Orchard. It's a platform through Sony Entertainment that I present the new Mystic Artist on. And it's just really important to, thanks to the ladies for their participation in everything in music, you know. So today we've dedicated the show to us girls.
Yes.
And I'm only playing girl songs. Uh-huh. And speaking of the cafe, do you remember Neelan? She used to hang out. She formed a band years later, and she's on Mystic now with Having Issues. But I know her last name was real uncommon, too. Her first name, Neelan, you know. So anyway, so how about a big jar of joints? I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. I haven't
wanted
I'm a
Wow, that was pretty rocking.
Yes, it was. I like her style.
Yeah, so how you doing, Megan? Are you hanging out with a big giant bear there?
Yes, I am. I'm out with Cocaine Bear in an exclusive rehab up here in the hills, and he's doing pretty good.
That's good, you know.
That I will say that the female artists and the cafe era were pretty cool. We had Julie from Sin 34 and Tex.
Castration Squad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really, the ladies showed up and represented in fine form back in the
45
day.
Grave.
That's right. I right.
Texicala Jones.
The Texorcist.
Oh, what was that one that Pleasant had going when she sang to Mr. T?
Ooh-wee, Mr. T. That was those sisters. And I think that really pretty girl Iris was the ringling.
The ringling sisters.
Ringling, yes. They were awesome. So cool. I think one of them has a book out, and there was a big book signing for Iris or Pleasant.
Well, Iris has a book company where she puts out everybody's book these days.
Is that Punk Rock Press? It's pretty amazing.
Punk, yeah, Punk something. Punk Hostage Press.
That's it. Yes, I see.
So that's what she's doing, and Pleasant is doing punk rock witchcraft books.
Wow. You know, that's
so everybody's
cool.
Got a niche. Like they say, there's a lid for every pot.
Well,
and there's pot for everyone now that it's legal in LA.
Yes, you know that is good to document these moments. Well, we still have the memories and can tell these stories for the future to read about and then be inspired to continue on. Carry the torch.
I wonder if Amy is listening in. Why doesn't she write to you? I see she's not online anymore.
She's waiting for us to call her, I believe. You can give her a call. And
well, I can't call her, and something's wrong with the board today. Where I called a million times and got kicked off, and that's why she had to call me. And now she's trying to call Amy, but that phone number is not picking up.
Okay. Well, I will just send off our little Amy Brennan that information. She's, you know, the daughter of Michael Brennan, who really was sort of a papa to all of us crazy kids back in the day. And he's bailed us out of, well, not me, but some of us out of jail. He's given us shelter. He's definitely allowed us to be creative and take over the stage and have a lot of fun in the clubhouse called the Café de Grand.
Yeah, the cafe was a great place to hide out. And I worked right next door at Mystic Studios. I was the receptionist for Doug Moody for like a year until I couldn't take anymore. Because English Frank was there, and I couldn't take any more with English Frank around.
Well, English Frank and Doug Moody were probably the gruesome twosome, those two rascals. They are
the English yobs.
Blah, 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 blah. They sound like they talk with marbles in their mouths.
Yes, they did. Oh, God, yeah. He was something else. English Frank in his red pants.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember when I was hanging out with Lemmy at his wedding. That's who I was hanging with at the wedding. It was me and Lemmy.
I don't think I ever saw
Frank wear anything but those nasty red pants. I swear, I wanted to light him on fire.
No, but then he wouldn't have any, Candace. Then he would not have pants.
Well, he doesn't need any now where he's at, right?
True.
Here's
but
to the big
right.
Concert in the sky.
He's there with Robin. Robin died too, so now he's got his girlfriend up there and his ex-wife. That's got to be hell.
Well, girls,
I didn't say up there. Did I say up there? I mean,
My blueberry muffin jumped at me, man. I just went and got a blueberry muffin and set it on the table, and it jumped at me.
Wow.
Ooh, spooky. The haunted muffin.
A lot of energy out there, folks. So we were talking about some of the girl acts that we enjoyed back in the day, like Sin 34 and
Go-Go's.
Yeah, right, right.
What?
Geza X.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, I can. Castration Squad was a good one. Tequila mentioned earlier.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we
That's,
had
yeah.
some girls representing back in the day. And they
X being and her poor little critters on the road. Poor little critter in the road. Remember that one?
Yeah, I love that. The knitters. They were the knitters.
The knitters, yeah. And I used to hang out at Blue Mondays and sing blues and jazz on Mondays at the cafe with Dave Alvin and Phil.
Your voice is great for that,
Monday
too.
Night Blues.
Yeah. It was the Blue Mondays. Blue Mondays, it was called.
I never got to enjoy the entertainment. I got the honor to put it together, but, you know, I was always having to run around like a chicken with my head cut off. I had to make sure everybody was happy.
Yeah, when I was doing shows, that was my problem, too. It's like I never really have time to listen to the music because I'm answering a million questions.
Well, I had some good times listening
but that's
to
okay.
music there, for sure.
Because this is National Women's Month in the music industry. It's not just the Orchard celebrating it. It's all music labels all across the country. And they're acknowledging the ladies in music.
Ladies, the ladies.
Well, the ladies
right.
really do carry the torch.
So, did I ever play that Neyland song, Jar of Thousand Joints?
Yeah, why not? And
yeah,
I think
okay.
we should smoke a thousand joints in
right?
honor of the song.
Right. I asked her how, yeah, because she wrote all her songs, and you know, I registered them with BMI and everything, you know, and published them. And I asked her, how did you come up with this name of the song? She said, "Oh, my husband," and that was all she wrote. It's like, yeah, can you imagine?
Oh,
sorry, but I can't take any more of her voice, and it sickens me. I'm sorry. I can't even understand what she's saying. Sorry, Neelan, but singing just ain't your bag. This is Danny Dorman with Maxine Murder. Sticks and Stones, written by her and Danny.
We love it.
Rocking tune.
Yeah, what a way to go.
Yeah, well, whenever you got Danny Dorman writing songs, you got a winner.
Yes, you do. Danny Dorman is an old, kid
cutie.
From around the block.
He's a cutie, too.
Yeah, he's got that red hair, and he's been in every band in the world in the punk rock lineage, and he's still jamming out. I mean, he's really good.
He's the new Weirdos lineup since Dex passed away.
Roman's Weirdos, right?
Roman's, yeah.
Yep, yeah, that's Cliff. Yeah, that's not with John, though.
No, but Danny's still up there, thrashing it out and kicking down the jams, representing. And, even though his hair isn't so red anymore.
Oh, really? I haven't seen his hair in a long time.
Well, you know what? Us, we can dye our hair. Most guys don't dye their hair. We can remain green or purple or red or whatever we want. But most of our guy friends have turned gray.
That's true. My violin player calls it the Gray Box Hotel.
There's nothing wrong with gray boxing at the Gray Box Hotel.
Well, I don't know.
My daughter has more gray hair than me.
Let's keep this family friendly, folks.
Why? It's a punk show.
So here, and we're dedicating the ladies, and, you know, we're just expressing ourselves, you know.
Yes.
And we're just having
the love
a girls.
Let's go on to the love
Saturday.
Doll.
Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday night doll, right, with me. I used to say that on 105.6 Redding's oldie station. I used to work with Mason Ramsey and this guy who sounded just like Wolfman Jack. Oh, God, it was so
God,
fun working
Wolfman
with
Wolfman Jack.
Oh,
yeah. Wolfman.
I don't even get it. He sounded like Eldon.
After
yeah,
a few drinks
a
when he was ripe? Yes.
He sounded like Eldon. Oh, my God. Did you see this picture of Eric Burton, who's 82, with his new wife, who's 40?
No, good on him. You know, when a guy can still get it... Get it going on with a young girl that age.
He owns 40 villas, and he has $10 million infinity pools in the center of London.
Sweet cherry pie.
I'm
yeah.
sure he's very funny and charming, too.
It said, what an animal.
My first husband was 20 years older than me, okay? I was 16, he was 36. Sorry.
That guy could get arrested.
Yeah, family friendly, folks. Family friendly.
No, we're not family friendly. We're rated R because we are not restricted.
We're not even friendly.
Okay, this is from one of our sisters in Italy, Maria. Rosario.
Adams.
Yeah.
You set the fun. It's over. We're done. Away from me.
That is my favorite. I love those. I love that band. Do you love
you
that band, Megan?
You gotta Both? Love. You gotta love those 60-second songs by Mystic.
I love it.
Italian gal, give me.
That was 57 seconds. Okay, so listen, Megan.
Seconds.
All of the girls. What?
57 seconds only.
Yeah, but
great.
She does a whole lot. Get the fuck away from me. I love the way she, she's got a...
No. Get the fuck away from me. You're radiating jealousy.
Give me. I love that.
I know. Isn't that cute?
That is the best line I've heard all year in anybody's song.
Give it to the Italians. She really rocked it out.
We just released their first album... their first full album. It's on 45 speed and it's a 7. I don't remember if he said he was going to up it to a 10 inch, but anyway, it's due on vinyl here. It's in full production right now, and we're really excited about it because they haven't done anything with Mystic since. It came from Slimy Valley, and they donated a song. Which leads me to the fact that all ladies who are listening out there who are musicians, including the ones on the line here, we are having a 60-second song promotion for a new Mystic compilation album. So anybody who wants to submit a 60-second song or under to Mystic Records, you can send me a clip at candy@mysticrecordshq.com.
HP or HP?
Headquarters, HQ.
Oh, HQ, okay, there we go, headquarters. Yes. Well, do we know the name of the girl that sings that song? Well, she's a woman now, for sure.
No. This is a new recording. She married Todd Mitchell, so it's Mrs. Mitchell on vocals. They needed somebody to sing, and his new wife said, I sing, honey, I sing it real good.
She's great.
I've done it.
Well, he lucked out when he got that chick.
He lucked out
because she's got the perfect punk rock voice for a girl. That
really
is totally the perfect voice.
I've
heard of quite a few bands myself, so...
Yeah, that's one to remember.
Yeah, Mrs. Mitchell, I need to be in touch with them when I go to London in May. I would love to see them. I'm recording with Nina Hagen in Hamburg, so I will
I know,
be in
I
Europe.
To go. I wanted to
in
fly
May.
There and meet you at the airport or something, but now the fucking asshole's got to play games with shopping carts in market parking lots.
Oh, yeah, that's a drama for sure.
So anyway, Germany, you know, I've always liked Nina Hagen's songs that made it on the radio. Stuff I've heard on the side I haven't been too crazy about, but I remember the songs they played before, and she had some really good songs, you know, not a lot, but, you know, some. And
like
it would be really exciting to go to Berlin. I've never seen the whole area. And
yeah, I'm going to Berlin and Hamburg and Amsterdam, and then the rest is England. I am not fond of London. I prefer the countryside in England. away from the city.
Hey, we got to give a shout out to our boys from Bleed out in Coggleton. That's Vomit in Coggleton. London.
Bleed in London.
Chris and Andy Turner from Bleed, UK Punk Degenerates.
Yeah.
Right on. And I want to shout out to Jane's Addiction because they're touring right now. And they are friends, and they're listening in.
I know. I love Dave Navarro. He's still with them, right?
Yes, he is.
We all pause. We all love Dave Navarro.
Okay, I'm sorry. I get a little excited. Okay, so I have.
Well, you know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are playing tonight and in a couple of days in L.A.
They've
been
playing
around a lot, little secret shows at the bowling alleys and practicing up for probably Coachella. But
I'm trying to get, and Coachella happens to be right next door to where I'm doing my party on March 9th in Joshua Tree.
Wasn't that at Taylor Junction, that art gallery?
Yes, my party is at Taylor Junction on March 9th from 3 in the afternoon till 9 in the evening, but it's art walk, so all day long we'll be prowling the city of Joshua Tree. It'll be like a big party and a reunion for all of us.
I love those art walks. They're really fun.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. This is the punk museum, my punk museum, Tequila Mockingbird's punk museum, but it's my new friend Annex. I'm annexing out Punk Museum. So this Punk Museum is in Joshua Tree, and it's run by Rolo, who's like a famous artist who did all the posters for Golden Voice back in the day.
And he was an ancestor.
Under the name Taz, T-A-Z, worked with Richard Duardo.
Wow.
So he's the real Shiza. So
Rolo at Taylor Junction is going to be hosting this epic event that you're putting on March 9th. What are some of the bands you have playing, and what are the activities we can expect?
Yes.
Well, I know that we're going to have punk rock yoga, and we're going to have reading from punk rock. The punk rock yoga is going to be run by Megan.
Yes. All right. I'll join in. I love to do yoga. I do it all day long.
Well, we'll be doing a little sesh, just nothing too hardcore, but definitely for some of us older people whose core has softened up, we will have a bit of a challenge and lots of fun.
We'll do yoga in a toga.
Ooh, yeah.
Mohawk.
There you go.
Yoga in a toga, and we're going to have readings from many magazines and books that are punk rock books that have been put out over the last couple years, and my little LA punk rock library, I'm bringing a little group of it and people can read, and then we have like the art show itself and the poster show, and we have my band is playing, Tequila Mockingbird and the Blonde Moondust. Tom Monitor is playing, and Atomic Kangaroo will be playing an epic set of American indigenous psychedelic music. So it'll be punk, but it'll be thoughtful. In other words, you'll be able to have a good time with us that night because we're going to be there to have a good time. Ooh, a Victorian maxi dress. If I buy another black dress, somebody smack me.
Well, Joshua Tree is not that far from Cottonwood,
Yes, and there's also Coachella right out there where they're going to have that big festival.
Maybe we should have a swim party.
I like
idea. I'll take the boat across to the other side and meet you guys there. I'm serious.
Right.
I'm by water right now.
We need to get you a paddleboard to get you just over.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
honey,
she can't.
You need a lot more than a paddleboard because that water is swift. It'll suck your ass right down.
Oh, my.
I'll send you a video clip, man. You wouldn't believe. But anyway, it's really cool because we've got the water and the swimming and the agriculture and the recreational permits for our property. And I got the Department of Fish and Game permits to cross that creek. See, you can't just continuously cross state of California or any state in the United States waterway, main waterway, just because you want to, you know.
Oh.
You have to buy permits. You have to buy permits for all that kind of stuff.
Like an
and we got it going on, baby, because I'm every 5 years you renew one, and we got 5+ years on it right now. So, you know, and my cousins live on the backside. We used to take a rope swing and swing off the cliff into the water because the beavers dam it up really deep. Oh, in fact, Tequila, Megan, I'll send you guys a video clip of me and my dog swimming in the river right there where I'm talking about, where my cousin's place is. Yeah, it's really awesome. And, you know, our family owns all the way up to the main highway right on two sides right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I might be wrong here, Candace, but can you zip line across the river?
Oh, fuck, yeah.
I'm just taking it to a new level.
It looks like a dinosaur cliff or something. It's like 200 feet straight up from one side of the main road where my driveway is, you know?
Oh, my. Well, that's a thrill-seeker zip line.
A flood zone that the high water mark is like, almost 10 feet up. And this is a land of plenty, you know, Cottonwood, Northern California. I don't know about where anywhere else in the world except right here at Candyland Star Ranch.
You're very very bountiful.
It's nice because my grandparents came here from Europe and homesteaded different places, and then they came to California. And my grandmother, my grandma Kelly, gave my dad the money to put down on this ranch right here. And it was a really good investment for our family, you know, because now, you know, from one comes many, you know. E pluribus unum.
That was a wise decision for future generations and a beautiful piece of land also.
And we're going to make it party heaven.
Yes, we are.
Now, I was playing Tequila's song, Searing Sun, and I was going to say, hey, you know, we have these white sandy beaches. There's these 200-foot cliffs straight up, right? And there's beautiful white sandy beaches, and it's all private, you know? Nobody's allowed to trespass. I have signed documents with the sheriff's department. If I call about a trespasser, they will come and arrest them. Or we'll
do people ride through your property?
On them.
But do people sometimes ride through your property on their horses or just, you know?
Once these guys came up from the creek and I just happened to be down where the zip line could be, you know.
Stop me.
And these guys, they thought they were really cool because they had these rifles on their horse. You know, they were in cases, you know. They weren't just holding them. But still, you know, these guys are riding on horseback through my property, and I just happened to be on my horse at the same time. And my pit bull and Zappa, he was a St. Bernard Doberman cross. He was nutty as a motherfucker. They were more intimidated of my dogs than anything else. And they tried to make an excuse. They were looking for Pritchett Lane. And I said, well, you got to go back up to the highway. And that's straight up the creek about 3 miles. I said, you're way off target.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they got those horses down in there, but they'd probably come for a long ways. I used to drive my truck up and down that creek when my neighbors would get snotty and lock me out.
Oh,
make
boy.
Me walk uh-huh. fucking miles with a bale of hay or a salt box for my horses or a 50-pound bag of corn oats and barley. You know, my neighbors really made my life miserable for like 20, since 1990, you know, and they still play their stupid little fucking games. They have people follow me every time I go out anywhere. Anyway, it's time for a song.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And
a
45-second.
This is a Mystic 45-second. You know, this was a song sent in for a compilation. If we have 60 bands on one record.
Bring it to your friends. Farming in a dead world. Bring it to my end of plan.
Back to the Undercity Kings.
Yes.
Fantastic. 45 seconds of fun.
They totally know how to rock, for real. You know, I mean, I listen to all the stuff that they call punk rock now, and I'm like, well, that song's too long.
Okay, so the old Undercity Kings had a guy singing. Maybe it was Todd, I don't know. But this was
Todd
on
Homer?
This song right here is their anthem song for Undercity Kings, and it's like 1 minute and 10 seconds. So he went over the mystic limit, but you know, he still made it on. I'm a
the mystic limit. That's a good name for an album.
I think that was my husband on our wedding night.
Oh, God. Ba-boom, boom. I think I did a mystic minute myself here and there.
And I'm wondering, have we begun yet?
That
I'm
was your mystic.
I'm about to begin and it's over.
That was the whole part of it. That was the moment.
What's up, Twix?
Slimy's Valley come out?
1984. That was such a good year in Hollywood.
RF7 was around.
Everybody was just getting their start. X and Knitters and their two little bands and, I don't know, so many. Bad Religion, No Effects, Tex and the Horseheads, Dr. No, Ill Repute, Aggression. You know, all the old bands, you know, got their start. Undercity Kings are still in Hawaii. You know, they were an L.A. band, and anytime the weather's good to do shows over there in Hawaii, we can always hook up with the Undercity Kings, you know.
Well, Hawaii seems to be quite popular. I think Suicidal is even playing there very soon. They seem to be picking up, you know, their punk rock society is really representing and demanding that shows get, you know, thrown over there just like they get thrown over here. And I think that the Hawaiians are enjoying the hardcore scene in an aloha type of way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fairly new to the islands, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, punk rock has just finally infiltrated. It's funny because, like, when I lived back east, it took, in Boston, it took 15 years for punk to make Boston from New York.
I believe
it.
It's weird how the time, it's a time thing,
hardcore.
You know. Like, if you went to Florida, it took 20 years for the same thing to hit there. So it's kind of weird how the world works like that.
COVID spreads fast. Punk rock, it's settled
not
in.
So bad.
Yeah, not so fast.
I heard on the news this morning that there's some variant of the stupid COVID that's racking up in numbers now in major cities.
Hello?
More COVID in major cities is not a good thing.
Hello?
I know it's
shows.
Not. Are you with us, because Tequila? Are you there?
I think we lost her.
Well, when you say the word variant, it turns off, right?
How weird. Ew. Ew. Big Brother's watching. Okay, so it's time to say, fuck you. I'm going to play another song. This one's called Society Spelled by Undercity Kings with their new lead singer, Mitch Mitchell.
This is Mitchell. Like a good time being had by all with Mrs. Mitchell.
Mrs. Mitchell really was a good choice, and I can see why he keeps that one around. She must be a very fun lady to have as a wife, and they rock it out.
Well, I wonder how long they've been married, because, like, it's been 20 year, 40 years in between records. So I wonder. It must be enduring, for sure.
I have.
But yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I would just like to talk about some of the girls that are musicians that really have rocked out in the past. I don't know. They have Sylvia Dencosa, that was quite a talented young lady.
Don't forget, Candice D'Andrea started writing music when she was a kid. Under 10 years old.
Okay, that girl really has some skills. She's been really taking it to a new level, that Candace.
I was recording in the studio classical music at age 9 on big concert organ in the studio. Whitney in recording studio in Glendale. It's still there on Glen Oaks Boulevard.
Wow. Growing up in Hollywood, people tend to be able to grow their artistic skills. There's always a place to take dance lessons or guitar lessons or have your kid live out their art expression. And sometimes we've had some very talented kids come from that group. The L.A. Basket had Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, there's a few eggs from our basket that were kids and were able to express themselves growing up. And
times were different
really
then too. It was a lot nicer and more friendly. Now today is pretty scandalous.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? When I worked for UCLA teaching punk at. And one thing that I have fights with them over is the kids now think that punk is like a mean girls kind of party and don't remember and don't know that we used to be friends, all of us.
Because Fat Mike is saying, let's keep punk elite. Punk rock has never been elite. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. And my family's from Beverly Hills, too, but we weren't snobs like that shit.
No, I mean there are gatekeepers that don't want the torch to be carried and want to, you know, remain the keepers of the gate. But the gate's been, the horse is out of the stable. I think the punk rock horse has gone wild. There's no wrangling that back in. Thank God.
Oh, good one, girl.
These
museums are really documenting a magical moment in Lifetime, and tequila was the inspiration for many people in many towns to start their collections. So I really think it's cool if you are in Seattle or up in Canada or Norway, wherever you find one, support your local punk rock museum.
Support your local music, whether it's country, punk, rock, whatever it is. Support your local music and your local musicians.
Yes.
There's a lot of starving musicians out there, right?
Yes. Before AI takes over, this is the real deal.
Spotify and those streaming agencies, man, they get like $10 a month from 10 million freaking people, and they give us pennies. Half pennies, quarter pennies. It's disgusting.
They can slice up a penny.
This next song coming up is a Doors song. Tequila covered while she was hanging out with the Doors boys. And here we go. This, Robbie Krieger. So this is called The Sigh.
I like
by
it.
By Tequila Mockingbird and Robbie Krieger.
I'm a spy in the house of love. I know the dream that you're dreaming of. I know the words that you long to hear. I know your deepest secret fear. I'm a spy in the house of love. I know the dream that you're dreaming of. I know the word that you long to hear. I know your deepest secret there. In the house of love, I know the dream that you're dreaming of. I know the word that you long to hear. I know your deepest secret fear. I know your deepest.
I can see what you do, and I know
a spooky thing.
Dang, that lady has a voice, doesn't she?
Tequila Mockingbird.
How was it playing with Robbie? Tell us.
Yes, playing with Robbie is always fun. I believe you got to see me play with Robbie the last time I played with him at the Punk Museum show at MODA.
Yes, I saw you and Robbie shut that place down. He was so happy. I think even though he's a little bit more mature than us, he has some skills, and he really appreciates your pipes. That voice you have there, my dear, is quite a tool, and you are an expert at operating. Your voice is amazing, Tequila.
Thank you, sweetie.
Really good voices have really big tits.
Yeah, they have real.
Why, yes,
and spectacular.
Yes, we do.
Yes, real and spectacular, I hear.
Yes.
I personally belong to the itty bitty big butt club.
I still
can't
sing on both ends.
Yes,
okay.
It was a teensy weensy eeny meeny.
Robbie Krieger seems to enjoy you. Yeah, Robbie Krieger picked Tequila out. I think that an artist like Robbie Krieger could have anyone to sing with him, and he picks Tequila because she's fun. She's talented.
He is. I really got fond of watching the videos and the clips and stuff, you know, and chatted with him a little bit before he went on tour with this new album, and his new album is number one on the charts right now. It's a
jazz.
It's a beautiful jazz record. Oh, I just love it. I can't wait to get a copy of it, you know.
Yeah,
it's so funny because a certain person was telling me how it would never work out. It would never be great. It will never be good. You'll be glad when it's over. And I was like, it garnered 100,000 likes in one day.
Yeah, you made
that's
his
a
life,
lot of too. lot of button pushing.
Yes, yeah,
a lot of likes. He has skills.
Yes,
he's done this once or twice before. You know, Robbie Krieger is a man who can do anything he wants, and anything he wants to do, he can do well.
That's right.
I always had a hot for Jim Morrison back in the day, man. You know, our paths could have crossed, but I was just a little bit too young. Of course, but I was running around Hollywood when I was 14 and 15, so. Ooh,
yeah, but you would have gotten him arrested and thrown in jail even sooner.
He liked redheads, ladies. Back off. He liked the redheads, so back off. He's all mine. Postmortem Jim Morrison.
You can have him. I was like, God, that guy drinks too much.
Yeah.
It's like, I've never been one for, like, guys that drink too much. It's like, Lord knows I drank too much, but it's like, okay, I've steadied my flow. You know, I crafted my hustle now, and I don't want to be around a drunk guy that smells like cigarettes.
Ew, it's like kissing an ashtray.
Yeah, liquor touch liquor will never touch mine.
Time and pride and confusion.
Mary?
No, that's at Maxime. And,
okay.
Let me see. Yes, We Are All Gods was written by Maxie and Danny Dorman, Sticks and Stones. Those two wrote it. Say When. Why don't I play that real quick? We're down to 5 minutes. It's only a two-minute song. This is Maxine Murder. I've got one last one for the other girl who... together, and I don't have time to play Mary's. Mary was the first singer for Death on the Radio. She won a
yeah, that's who I knew
is
Mary.
Yeah, got into American Idol, and she had the voice for it, but I don't know what happened. She just didn't have the determination to stay clean and sober enough to go for a good career, you know. I do have one of her songs here out of my FNL. So
uh-huh.
I'll play that next time. But
next,
we're down to
all
the
right.
last two minutes. Who's got a quickie?
Well,
I wonder, who's it going to be?
Yeah, who's got the 60-second song of life right now? Don't forget, you guys, this tomorrow at the Redwood, we have a show from 3 to 7 p.m. with Shimmer Bed, The Blonde
yeah.
Moon Dust, and Peg Leg Love. And Peg Leg Love I played with at the Lydia Lunch Party recently. So we played with Lydia Lunch together.
Social spit Peg Leg, because he does have a peg leg.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Redwood is an excellent place just to go anyways and see a show. I will say Sunday afternoon at the Redwood is a Sunday afternoon unlike any other because tequila.
Yeah, and they've got the best hamburgers ever.
That's a good place to have a beer or two and some, you know, burgers.
Or three. Or four. Smoke a fatty outside.
And enjoy the show. It's a good place to go, especially on a Sunday afternoon like tomorrow, to see
right.
Shimmer Bed.
Just, yeah,
yep.
It's always
Sunday
nice
afternoon.
To have I call them Sunday picnics, like at the Palomino room on Lancashire in North Hollywood, you know. Well, they used
that
to
was
the,
great.
The art walk there, too. And, you know, you could go to the Palomino on a Sunday for $1 their barbecue, and you got your choice of three different meats, ham, chicken, or beef, and all the condiments and side orders like beans and stuff, $1 a plate, you know. And it was all age, so I used to take my kids down there from Sunland, Tahunga, where I lived, down Lancashire, and Sunday nights were our barbecue nights. And, man, I had a growing son, you know, and he ate a lot. He used to eat like three or four.
Yeah, so we got to look for deals.
Palomino lost money on you guys, huh?
On him, sure they did, but, you know.
I love dancing there. I love dancing, swing dancing with all the cute boys with tattoos on the dance floor with cute little dresses.
Do you remember the band Gunshy back then? They used to play there quite a bit, Gunshy. Those girls came out of LAVC with me. We graduated, like, 1981 from
Ventura
Theater Arts
County.
Department.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I love that. No, I don't remember those girls, but I was a big swing dancer in the Palomino, Royal Crown Review kids and stuff.
Royal Crown Review.
Loved wearing
the dress. Eddie's around. We're talking about putting the Royal Crown together again.
I'll be dancing. I just need
the,
a
yeah.
dance partner.
Is that the Eddie that owned the Troubadour, too, that little short dude who's really cool?
Yeah,
it's
different dude.
Psychobilly.
He was a little punk rock boy who became a big swing dance aficionado. His music, Royal Crown Review.
He's a fun guy for sure.
They offered me a place in the Valley. This guy Tony Martin offered me a place in the Valley where they wanted to do swing bands and like my classical bands like Apollinaire and stuff. So that's a possibility for later this year.
9, 8, 7.
But next week we'll be back and we'll be talking about.
Bye. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.